instead of guilt to get to the gym, instead of guilt to try to fix the relationship, instead of guilt to try to make more money so things go differently, what if you replace that with love?
With all the opportunities that exist today, why haven't you reached your next level of income, life, and wealth? In most cases, we've been lied to. We've been told that if you find the right opportunity and you work hard, you can be successful. And that's simply not true. Millionaires, billionaires, and successful people have realized you need the foundation for wealth, the habits. And that's exactly what you'll be learning on the Millionaire Success Habits podcast. All success starts here.
Here's what I want to share is instead of just having all these goals and we hope they happen and we hope we achieve and we hope we lose the weight, get in shape, fix the relationship, make more money, start the business, I'm going to give you a couple quick little hacks that you maybe never thought of. One, replace guilt with love. Instead of guilt to get to the gym, instead of guilt to try to fix the relationship, instead of guilt to try to make more money so things go differently, what if you replace that with love? Right? Think about that. I'm going to go to the gym because God darn it, I ate too much over the holidays and you don't look the same as you used to. And God, and you beat yourself up and you go, you build guilt up and then you go to the gym. And I want to tell you something. Guilt never lasts. When you're guilting yourself into something, you're white knuckling it. It's like you're just trying to say, you're pathetic in that area. Or come on, you need more money so you can spend time with the kids. And God darn it, it's about time you start that business and you guilt yourself and you beat yourself up. You wouldn't even treat a friend the way we treat ourselves sometimes. And I know a lot of that happens in the first part of the year because you think that is the motivation. So I'm going to ask you today to try for a whole month. What if you could replace guilt with love? I'm going to the gym because I love my body. I'm going to the gym because I love my children. And I want them to see an example of what a good man, a good mother, a good parent does. I want to set the example out of love on why exercise should be a part of their life. I want to treat this body that God gave me. I'm the unique only person in the universe. There's no other person in the whole world like you. God, whatever you believe in, designed you to be absolutely you. And you're the perfect version of you. So why not love yourself? Love the reason you go to the gym. And if you can replace guilt with love, everything changes. Instead of saying, man, I can't eat that sugar again. I ate so much, pasta and sugar and terrible things during the holidays. You have to stop being a slob. Stop being such an eater. Stop being so weak. Who would you treat that way? Would you treat your enemy that way? But we treat ourselves that way. What about with love? What about saying, you know what? Instead of that, I love this temple called my body. I love that I want my children to see an example of what good eating could look like. I love the fact that I'll look sexier. You can replace guilt with love in every circumstance possible, but we all forget. So that's why I said in the post, 2 minutes a day, I'm going to give you a couple hacks that you can check yourself. In just a couple minutes a day, you can check yourself on what's motivating you to get to your next level of life, to reach that income, to start the business, to do the deal. Is it guilt or love? And if you could just say, oh my God, I'm guilting myself. How do I switch this to love? How do I switch this to love? If you can do that, things change. Secondly, your goals. If you guys are liking this, let me know. Hit the share button, hit the like button right now. If you like replacing guilt with love, whoever thought about that? I didn't. Years ago, I never thought about that, but I have to be consciously aware of it or I fall back in. Secondly, your goals, anything you said. If you were with me on New Year's Day, I'm so glad you're with me. Liberio, I know you were. Kevin, I'm not sure if you were there. Everybody who's here right now. But I talked about setting goals that stick. And one part of it that's so important is attaching an emotion to your goal. Meaning, when your goal is accomplished, how will you feel as a person? Not, oh my God, I'll have the money. I'll have the financial freedom. I'll quit the job. I'll look sexier in a bikini this summer. I'll have the better relationship. I'll have more intimacy back in my marriage. Instead of the goal itself, what about going back to your goals? And what about going back to your goals and literally putting an emotion next to it? When the weight changes, How will you feel when you look in the mirror? When you get up in the morning, you literally look in the mirror. How will you feel? Will you feel more confident? Will you feel more alive? Will you feel like you did years ago? Will you know that you'll make your wife sexy, your husband look at you in a different way again? Will it give you courage? Will it give it confidence? Will it allow you to ask for more, not play so small? What's the emotion you'll feel? What if you finally started that business and got out of a job that was killing you, that's kind of robbing your life? How would that make you feel? Would you be the man of the house? Would you be the mom who could take care of the woman who could just take care of herself and only be with a man if it's the perfect fit? How would you feel if your relationship was on fire? You walked in a room and your spouse looked at you like you were candy, looked at you and their eyes lit up and they're like, oh, God, that's my man. That's my woman. How would that make you feel? What would the inside? I could feel that right now. Feel that emotion. I'm encouraging you to attach an emotion to the accomplished goal and let your heart get involved. We all walk around so non-conscious, letting our brain and our thoughts run everything, and we forget what it's like to attach our heart to it and feel it. So I'd love for you to go back and look at every one of your goals or think through your goals and attach your heart, attach an emotion to it, and watch the difference. Watch how your body, your soul gets involved, not just your thoughts.
If you liked this podcast, make sure you rate it. And also, make sure to click subscribe so you never miss out. You can always follow us on Instagram. And if you don't already have Millionaire Success Habits, you can grab it for free at deansfreebook.com. Remember, all success starts here.